to another episode of Why Pals Tales from the Superyacht Laundry. I am very excited to introduce this guest, Callie Cooper. Thank you for coming on. How are you doing today?
I'm really well, thank you, Charisse. Thank you so much.
You have remained calm during all my technical issues.
When I realised that I'd muted everything by accident.
Thank you for bearing with me.
Oh, no, I really appreciate it.
So Callie and I have known each other not that long, I don't think, you know, from the On Teeb event.
Yes.
And I'll be honest, I wasn't really sure what you did when you went to the event.
Yeah.
But we have got to know each other, and we've got, you know, obviously, we'll reveal all in the episode. But to anybody who doesn't know you and listening to this for the first time, who are you and what do? And how on earth did you end up in the yachting industry?
So I am a performance and wellbeing coach, and the journey, it was quite a unique way of getting here. So I was coaching the military and having mentorship from Special Forces. And my partner, who is a captain, the conversations that we were having, we noticed that there was a real crossover between the military culture and the yachting culture. So
what would you say the crossovers are, just before we get into the details? Like, what, you know, obviously the military is, you know, it's quite an intense experience, I suppose.
But exactly.
Yachting shouldn't be near death.
It's demanding. There's, you know, there is a lot of high pressure. And I think in terms of the yachting industry, it does come with an element of sometimes quite extreme environments. You know, you're there in a cabin, surrounded by people that sometimes you might not even know, that it's long working hours, that there is an extremity to it.
So and you're sitting around your kitchen table with your husband going, it's all the same thing.
I was listening to, as a captain, everything that the challenges that he was facing and how that you do have to adapt to these circumstances. You know, if an owner comes on and is demanding, or there's charter guests, and so you have to think quite fast in the same way as the military does, although not as extreme. So that's where the kind of the concept of going, right, coach my crew, and which I did about 5 years ago, and the results were amazing. You know, it created a really cohesive team. They've stayed together, there's massive longevity there, and they're happy. So, and then that's when it went into, actually, I'm really passionate about the industry, I'm surrounded in that world, so I should really, you know, put my focus onto to helping crew members, which I'm really passionate about.
So then the birth of World Crew happened.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
So would you say that it's been an easy transition? Because obviously, you know, from a military, you know, they are more regulated. I'd like to say it's a more stricter environment in lots of ways, democratically, I suppose. Whereas I've always viewed the yachting industry as a little bit still like the Wild West. It has regulations, but it's a bit looser. Mm-hmm. Would you say, coming into it, that you would... What was your observation, your first impression of coming to actually work in the yachting industry? What was it?
My first observation was actually the lack of support in any you know, extreme sports or athletes or the military personnel. They do have that support. They do have the mental well-being support. They do have tools in place to help them adapt in situations
and exceed
mm-hmm. You know, and it's very much about high performing, whereas the yachting industry just seemed to lack that. Even in the corporate world, the clients that I've worked with in that world, there was still that support there was still the bringing me in and having the training programs, having the leadership around that, having the mental well-being, and almost, you know, the human side to it, of thinking that person as a whole and helping them to get the best out of them. Whereas in the yachting industry, it just seemed to, that wasn't there.
Well, like the expectation of being incredible, but with no support on how to get there.
Absolutely.
So That's quite a lot of pressure on the individual.
It is. And it is demanding. You know, you do have to create high service. That's the world that you live in. So to have that support as a team of, how are we going to deliver the best results we can? How are we going to make the guests on board have the best experience they can? It's very important to know how to work as a team and know how to bring out your strengths.
So obviously the first boat you went on was your husband's boat, The second boat that you went on, can you remember what your takeaways? Because obviously that's the first time probably you'd be rolling out what you do in a non-friendly environment, I suppose. Like, what would you say your main takeaways from that first boat? What did you learn from doing it with the crew?
So it was a fleet, so it was quite a big step to go straight into that. And just the feedback that I had, it was amazing. They had great results. You know, there was some mental well-being issues on board. So to dive into that and to help them and for them to have the feedback for me that, you know, it made a difference. It made a positive impact. It was just incredible.
So were they up for it when they were like, right, you're going to do this? Because obviously I've been out in the corporate world for ages, and this is something that's quite common now. But when I was, you know, it was only just starting out that they would kind of assess your personality to see whether you fit the job. But I just wonder, because obviously this is new to the yachting industry, how receptive they were in the beginning. Or they just kind of went, I like to think most yachties are open-minded when it comes to stuff.
The crew were actually very, they're very aware of, they felt quite privileged that their owner had invested in them and had provided them this tool to help them be the best they can, to help support them. So actually they very much respected the owner for putting in place the training program ultimately for them. So they were really receptive.
So you're a performance and well-being coach. How do you define well-being?
So well-being, I believe it goes beyond mere wellness. It's a holistic concept that encompasses mental, physical, and emotional health. And that, when that's all aligned, that's when you can create high performance. And I would say that it's not just it's an essential, basically. It's not just a suggestion. It is an essential to concentrate on the well-being.
In the yachting industry?
Sorry?
More so in the yachting industry. I mean, obviously, buzzwords at the moment with the industry, mental health is all about it. Well-being in general is all about it. I would, you know, I don't know whether you, I'd like to know if you agree with me, like, because it is a fast-paced environment, you know, is it more important than we're giving it credit, if you know what I mean?
Absolutely. The fast-paced industry, it does require you to adapt. There is going to be different decision-making processes that you need to react quite quickly. So it's important that you have great mental and physical health. So it is important in the yachting industry, absolutely.
Would you say one is over the other? Or is it, you know, from a yachty's perspective, I would, maybe physical health and mental health are the things you've got to be most aware of. Because if your physical health, you know, it is a tough job. There are days when you're working 18 hours, 19 hours. You could do that for 2 weeks straight. So I think you are more physically, like your physical well-being is obviously in the forefront of your mind.
Yes.
Would you say that's probably, do yachties focus on that more than mental health? Is that why the industry might have a little bit of an issue with mental health? You just power through?
I don't think it's just the yachting industry. It's, you know, there's more emphasis now that mental well-being is just as important as your physical health. So but it is, crew members are realizing that they need to know how to build resilience. They need to learn stress management techniques to prevent burnout, to have more fulfillment on board, to long last in a fantastic career.
A WellCrew's approach is to optimize performance, well-being and health. How does it help? And then why does WellCrew stand out in the community?
So WellCrew stands out because it really does use world-class coaching and has innovative tools. It's all backed by science. It's been used in the Olympics, in the Paralympics, Formula One, with elite athletes and obviously the military. So it really does provide something very unique. The spotlight tool that we use, it goes into the not just the behavioural, but the mindset and behavioural style of individuals. So you can understand your strengths, you can change and be adaptable in these high pressure situations. And as we know, like we discussed, the vigorous demands of the yachting industry, to be able to excel in your strength, to be able to change and be adaptable, is key. So it's the spotlight tool that really does set itself apart.
So I have been given the opportunity to take this test. So just for everybody, what we're talking about is a questionnaire that you will, answer. I can't remember how many questions there were. Is there 20, 40? I can't remember. There's quite a few. It doesn't take that long. And then you get, obviously, your report. And then, obviously, you go on to, coaching sessions with you to understand and digest. My main takeaways from it was it helped me see myself from the outside. Mm-hmm. And I think when you're in a job that's all encompassing, that perspective is invaluable. It really is. To see yourself from somebody else's point of view is quite unique anyway. Yeah. I found it it's quite intense in some respects. It really does make you think. I do think being open-minded to go into it. Have you ever had people that kind of reacted, what are the differences in the way people react to literally seeing themselves, in a chart, basically? Your personality is directed by chart. Do you get varying degrees of response? Like, do some people go, no, that's not me, or...
On a whole, it really is eye-opening. And, like what you said, it in terms of looking at your mindset and behaviour style, from that point of view, it gives a really, really good self-awareness. The clients that there's a couple of, when they've challenged that, I actually don't recognise that in myself, that's why coaching is so important, because then we'll explore that. And the exploration around that, it then gives them the aha moments of, actually, I can see that, and that's what other people see of me. And now I can understand that about myself. So it, I'm sure you experienced, like you said, Charisse, it really creates that self-awareness. And it's also important to explore your strengths. A lot of people, if you ask them what are your strengths, they struggle. They can say when their strengths are overplayed and become their weaknesses, they're very good at recognising their weaknesses. But when they actually look at their strengths, it can be quite surprising, and they can then understand that and play into that, which is amazing. And it's what's needed to be high performing.
Yeah, I mean, from obviously, so we're Wipeout, so we're talking about ladies that are coming out of the industry. And I have done, like I said, similar tests before, but obviously they're all focused on how you function as a team. So when obviously doing this new test that you've developed, it was an eye-opener. I have to say, there were, when you're talking about, I don't recognise in yourself, I thought that I was more organised than I actually am.
Yeah.
Which, it's not something that can't develop. But what was the beauty about the test is it's not just an observation. They really did break it down into, right, okay, this could be a strength, mm-hmm. the one with, which could really trip you up, mm-hmm. if you don't. unchecked. But we'll talk about that a bit later on. Yeah. I've completed the Spotlight profiling. Obviously, I just said that. But to kind of get our listeners like head around what we're talking about, could you explain it a little bit more, like how this works, where it's come from? Because like I said, it's existed in many guises for quite a while. And I know that the corporate world and obviously the military have obviously embraced it immensely. So from some respects, the yachting industry is a bit behind the curve with this kind of stuff.
Yes.
But yeah, no, just to explain a little bit more about how this, you know, it kind of, to put it into like layman's terms, like for somebody like me, from my understanding, it's all of the understanding and psychology that we've developed over the years compressed. You know, and made accessible to people like us for team development, career development, all of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. So Spotlight, it's a contemporary personality tool. And, you know, it has been developed for high performance and professional sport. So, and what sets itself apart is backed by science, and it looks at, like I said, the behavioural and mindset, which is really, really important. As we know, mindset drives behaviour. So to look into that is what makes it stand out. It's based on two frameworks. So there's the COPE framework, which is that's your mindset, how you view the world. And it basically, it's the only biologically based tool that's used for personality. So it looks at the reward for success and setbacks, the sensitivity to threat. And then the behavioral style, which is all about the framework FLEX. And again, that's taken from the two well-known sources of the Big Five personality. So it's really backed by science, and hence why it works so well.
It is a fascinating subject. I mean, and you would like to give the listeners some kind of context. Do you want to, you can tell them about mine if you like, you know. So I did the test, and I've done some before. Like I said, there is other companies that do this testing, and I felt this one was more true to my actual personality. Mm-hmm. So when I'd done other tests, it had not really talked about, so in my test, it came out that I was quite optimistic. Well, a lot optimistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
The tests I'd done before had always come out with like the love of people, the love of connection, bringing people together, very empathetic in some respects, but not, that's the first time I've seen optimistic.
Yep.
In a profile.
Yeah. So that, as it showed your profile, you lead with an optimistic preference, and then your second preference is that empathic, which you were very aware of. And I think it, for you, from our coaching session, having that awareness that you do lead with that optimistic, and actually how to lean into that, from our conversations, it made you even view the pearls of wisdom and your business and developing it in a slightly way. So, and you understood, okay, now I know how to play into that. That is my lead preference. So how can I play into that even more and maximize that even more?
Well, actually, and also maximize it for the Pearls of Wisdom project. You know, my optimism that I believe that every woman's experience in coming out of yachting could be better. Mm-hmm. We could come out the amazing women that we are in the industry and then go on to an even better opportunity, experience, or whatever the next phase of life, it could be a lot better. It's got to be better than mine. I mean, mine's turning around now, but you know, I suppose it would have helped to understand that I was optimistic when I was like, this is gonna work, this is mm-hmm. gonna work, and I just thought that maybe I was a daydreamer. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? That, you know, I'm just daydreaming about that it's going to work, mm-hmm. and it's going to be okay, and maybe that's not founded in reality, that I'm just blindly optimistic. That's not how it came out. Mm-hmm. So it would have been quite handy to know that, you know,
before starting exactly this, yeah, absolutely,
you know, that it is, you know, it is deep rooted in who I am, mm-hmm. but you know, I do feel like I'm a bit of a problem solver, mm-hmm. you know, and I do think, and this comes back to it, like, it really made me reflect on a few things about, you know, my mum was always like, when I was younger, I don't know why I just held on to this one nugget of, but she always said that you can do anything. Whether you'll be good at it in varying degrees is another matter, but there's not anything you can't get your head around that you couldn't understand. It's just the varying levels of time it would take you to do it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, maybe it, like that coupled with a bit of optimism, mm-hmm. with a bit of empathy, and then there you go. It's probably self-explanatory that poles exist.
Yep. And this is a conversation we had, didn't it, in the coaching session, that it just gave you a real understanding of when you looked at your mindset and behavior, your performance preference. Like you said, having that knowledge before starting Pearls of Wisdom, starting this new company, it would have fast-tracked where you are today. You had that understanding of yourself. And I think that a lot of people, when they're coming out of the industry, you know, which is very, very daunting, and they can try different paths, but actually without that awareness of themselves, so actually having that understanding of where they can best serve, whatever direction that is, whatever career, it's going to make that transition a lot easier.
It's also going to help you with the difficult parts. You know, is I'd like to think it could give you an observation. So when you are going through the tough, dark times, like I remember at one point, I'm like, there's obviously something really wrong with me because I can't find the answer. I can't find a job that fits me. You know, why am I not satisfied with being just a housewife? Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I really just thought it was just me, and there's a massive problem with me, because why can't I just be, you know, it's like that forever debate, like, why can't I just be normal like everybody else? What's wrong with me? So to have that view, and that, I suppose in some respects, it also shows for my own personal journey, you can push through it eventually. This is why I think this is, you know, again, my optimism, my wanting to help kind of thing comes through, where if ladies can do this on board before they start dropping off by stepping off, it's going to help you find the answers faster.
Yeah.
You know, and might save you a few grand in the end. Because if I'd done what I'd done, if I'd done this before, I probably wouldn't have continued with the job that I tried to get into when because it would have, the profile would have shown that it probably won't work.
Yes, yeah.
And that knowledge is gold.
Yeah, absolutely. And going back to your profile, when you looked at, okay, you know what your natural preferences are, and the other preference, the contained and the prudent mindset, where that was in the shadows, that's not your lead preferences. It doesn't mean that you can't access that. It's just a bit more of a stretch to do so. But even our conversation around that, of how when you understand those different mindsets and when actually you need to step into those. So for example, when you're starting the business, having that knowledge of, okay, how do I look at this situation in terms of, from a different mindset? So how do I be more structured? How do I be more analytical or meticulous? And we touched upon your empty chair, which it's in the profiling.
Yeah.
And
explain what empty chair means.
So empty chair is, it's based on, from a performance psychology point of view, in we as humans, sometimes our natural thinking can sabotage us. So we have this, our hidden biases, our blind spots, you know, it can be from our past, you know, there's definitely cultural and personal reasons that create these hidden biases about ourselves. And sometimes when we're making decisions, they can hinder us. And so it's understanding what doesn't come natural to you and overwriting it. Basically,
so obviously we're talking about my profile, we're talking about what I lean into, but explain to people, like, there's a, you've got a phrase, empty chair. Explain what you mean by empty chair when it comes to these profiles.
So the empty chair in the profiling, it's an incredible section. And I think you were a logically prudent. That was your empty chair. So to give an explanation of how it is in terms of performance psychology, we all have hidden traps, our blind spots, and sometimes the human brain can sabotage us. So especially when we're in challenging situations, in high pressure situations, we can become quite fixed and rigid. So it's understanding these biases that are all based on, you know, our personal backgrounds, cultural experiences. So it's a way of understanding ourselves, how we can lean into what we don't become, it's not our natural preference, to make better choices. So the empty chair was created from the Amazon founder, and he basically used this in his business meetings. So you'd have an empty chair that signified to the customer, and that any decisions they would put to the customer, put to this empty chair.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really effective. It's also got roots in Gestalt psychotherapy,
yep,
where you would have a chair that would symbolize a person or a problem, this empty chair. And it's a way of communicating with that chair, that problem,
yep,
in a really safe and neutral environment. So the spotlight profiling took this method, created it as part of the profile, so you get to understand your empty chair. And it gives you the questions that you need in times where it could be a bit stressful, different situation, you know, a different environment, to just step back and look at yourself in where you're naturally not leading with those preferences, but to look at it in those preferences that aren't naturally as strong to you, that naturally just takes a bit more of an effort to reach them. So with yours, with logically prudent, the being structured and meticulous, it's not that you can't access it, it's just going to take up more energy. And actually I'm the same. My empty chair is logically prudent. And in terms of starting up Wow Crew, that's something I really, really needed to lean into.
Mm.
I needed that structure. I needed to be really precise. You know, I am quite organized and structured, but again, it just takes me a lot of energy to do so.
It doesn't come naturally.
Exactly.
And actually thinking about it, so the time that I probably spent the most time focusing on structure and being organized was actually my time on board.
Mm-hmm.
It forced me to do something that was completely not like my natural,
yes,
environment. And I think, you know, if I look back at my career, my checkered career of all these different jobs, it is that probably that structure where eventually I butt heads with it. Like the novelty of it runs out,
yes,
you know, and then I'm like, well, this is a bit dull and it's not very exciting.
Yes.
And you, yeah, know what I mean? It is, yeah, structure. But I think working on yachts, it was compensated because we would wake up in a different location.
Yes.
So I would, yeah, tolerate the, yes, structure and, yes, the rigidity of the life that we were living,
yes,
on board, because it also still drip fed into what I loved about life.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Yep. It really, I never actually thought about that until just now. Like,
yeah,
that makes complete sense.
Yes.
You know, because if you think about life on board, it's super structured, mm-hmm, which you would thought that I would have just gone,
yeah,
I hate it.
Yeah.
It's awful,
yeah,
you know, but I didn't.
Yeah.
It was the opposite.
Yeah.
But then I don't know whether that's because I don't have to think about the structure. I just, mm-hmm, have to live the structure.
Yes.
So, if, yeah, you know, obviously we are very similar, trying to start a business. No, mm-hmm, one's forcing structure on us.
Mm-hmm.
We, yeah, have to try and dig in.
Absolutely.
To find it is, yeah, awful.
Exactly.
It's a real, yeah, pain, you know.
And you're right, Charisse. You know, when you're on board, there is that structure that you don't actually have to think too much about. It's there. Transitioning off into the beyond yachting, starting up a new business, a new career that might require you to actually have that structure, that's when it is going to cause stress, because it is going to be more draining on you.
Mm.
So having the tools to understand, okay, this is what I need to do, this is the questions I need to ask, this is what I need to look about of myself. So, for example, with myself, when creating WOW Crew and, you know, designing the coaching courses to be the best that they can, I would always sit down. I would always get my journal out. I would use my profile, use the questions that are bespoke to me. So it's like, how do I put in the systems to be more structured? How do I look at the risks associated to this? And it's just having that peace of mind. It just gives me more confidence that I know I've gone through the right process to be able to deliver the best and have a better understanding of, I know I'm going into this, I know I'm creating this new course the best it can be because I've gone through the whole process. It's given me that confidence to do so.
Also, like when you're struggling, you can kind of lean back into that. Like, right, okay, I'm getting a bit overwhelmed. I'm not really sure what the hell I'm doing. You can go back to that and go, right, let's have a look. I should be struggling, or like it's not going to feel very comfortable to do this, this, and this. Is what I'm trying to achieve right now got any of that in it?
Exactly.
And then how do I compensate? So it's a starting point to change things in a positive way so you can get past it, which when I left was, you know, there was no answers.
No.
You know, there was just a lot of negative self-talk.
Yeah. And it's why the profiling, when it goes into so much depth, that it's how to handle stress, how to build resilience, how to navigate problem solving, how to be the best decision making that you can be and have a real understanding of yourself, also how others can get the best out of you. So it really does, is an amazing tool that really does give you a lot to build that confidence. You know, it looks into how to maintain your energy, how to expand on that energy. These are all really important things, not just on board, but when you're transitioning off and starting something.
It's more vital off than
exactly.
on, I would say.
Yeah.
It's more. Obviously, you've done the team version, not the one that I've done, but the team version on board. Have you noticed that there's a similarity? Like, so obviously, I'm talking from a Stu perspective because that's what I was.
Yeah.
Any similar, like, is it any kind of personality can be a Stu, or is it, you know, empathetic, or was I the only disorganized one?
There's no right or wrong.
Is there a leaning? Because obviously we're service, so one would think that we have to be a bit empathetic, I suppose, most of the time. Did you notice any? Right, this is something that we're going to work on, like, because I want to know, like, if that we can start drawing stats to, like, see if there is personality traits that are drawn to this industry.
In terms of the industry, like I said, there's no right or wrong personality to do it. And this is where this tool, it doesn't box you off. It doesn't type you. So it doesn't say, for example, with you, you're empathic and that's what you are and you can't
do it.
Develop into and flex into any of the other mindsets. This gives you the tools to be able to do that. You know what you lead with naturally, that's going to become easiest for you to be in that role. But when there's times where you need to be a different mindset, it gives you the tools to be able to do that. So there's not any right or wrong. This is just giving you the tools to be able to understand your natural preferences, but also how to adapt into the different mindset, into the different behavioural, in circumstances where you need to.
Yeah, I mean, when we did my profile, it said that I would. It was forced that I wasn't very. I don't like forcing people to do things, and obviously, being a chief stew, you do have to, you know, start using that because you have to give direction, you have to be clear, you have to set boundaries, and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I'm just intrigued to see, you know, if there's kind of preferences and certain preferences of personality and behaviour with stewardesses and like the role itself, do you know what I mean? Become prominent. Like, it's all the very similar type of woman that goes on this crazy ass adventure and decides to give up everything, pack a bag and, you know, bum around the planet for a bit, working on these amazing things. So I am very, very intrigued.
In terms of, and that's why it works so well with teams, of having an understanding of not just yourself and how you work, but how others and how to get the best out of them. So that's where it really does make a team cohesive, that when you have that understanding of all of you, all the cognitive diversity there is on board, and how to communicate with each other better, how to have more understanding and empathy to others that are different from you, it really does make the collective strength of the team excel. And it really does give the team the tools to be able to adapt in those situations, problem solve better. And it's just a great tool to make a high performing team, which is what Wellcrew is all about.
Yeah. So obviously that's the day job, and I've managed to convince you to create one for ladies that are leaving.
Yes.
So in simple terms, how is the one that you're creating for YPAL different to obviously what you do on board? Mm-hmm. What are the main differences, would you say?
So the Wellcrew step program, so with Wellcrew, we've got 5 core packages that we offer, and they are Perform, Connect, Ignite and Step. And then there's also a human performance and support package that I've created with a company called Well Founded. But the Wellcrew step is for transitioning ashore. So again, we use the Spotlight profiling tool, which is going to give you a huge awareness. You're going to understand your strengths. The performance coaching that goes with it really looks at aligning your values with the direction that you're going into. It's setting the goals. It's having that mental wellness around that transition. We know it can be really, really stressful, and we want to support that transition in the best way we can. So it really is a great package to support.
To start.
I mean, to give you that confidence.
Yeah. So from my perspective, like I've said, mentioned it, the reason why I've been so keen to develop it, like I said, I've been very aware of other ones, and like I said, they've all been team focused. Mm-hmm. But obviously when a woman is considering leaving, you know, she's, you know, becoming like a little bit more grumpy on board because she knows that she's got to start making some decisions about where she's going to end up next. You know, we all know that we're going to have to step off at some point.
Yes.
And I think a lot of ladies end up getting a bit frustrated with themselves and the situation on board just because they have no idea. Mm-hmm. So they end up hyper-focusing on what's going on board rather than really dealing with the fact that, right, I need to start getting my head around the fact that I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And what's going to help me do that? I think from my perspective, it would be naturally the first step. Mm-hmm. That's why obviously working with yourself to develop this is so vitally important before you start thinking about potential jobs, where you want to live, all of that kind of jazz. Look at yourself first, because as soon as you can really tap into not only like obviously strengths and weaknesses and stuff like that, but like your authentic self, because you are going to have to tune into that person.
Yes.
Because that's, you know, that's the foundation of who you will then become, because you do have to change so much of yourself.
Exactly. And the STEP program, you know, STEP stands for start, transition, evolve and progress. You know, that's what we're really providing that community to be able to support that. You know, we both share that same passion.
Yep.
And we both feel it with the crew members that I work with that are taking that big step, the stress that comes with it, to having that support system, it is a game changer, and it's needed. It's really, really needed.
Yeah, I mean, I can't express enough how much I would have loved to have this exist before I stepped off, because it would have really shown that what I was considering to be a career option that I spent thousands of pounds to want in, you know, I'm going to be a masseuse, you know, I love people, I love doing, you know, I'd done it a little bit previously, I'm like, it'll work when I'm going to have a family, I can do it anywhere, it's kind of a trade. If I'd done the profile, it probably would have shown that that's probably not going to be the right option, and maybe I need to maybe reconsider. And it also, like, there's obviously after now talking to like hundreds of ex-crew members, you know, there's a lot of ladies out there that do have a dream for starting their own business or something like that, but not everybody's necessarily an entrepreneur. It might not, you know, you might find it tougher. So then at least you're aware of it.
Yes.
You know, you're aware, like, these things I'm probably going to find slightly hard. These things are going to be a walk in the park.
Yes.
But at least you're aware of that.
Yes.
Rather than just having a sense of it as you stumble through. And I think that's what I spend most of my time doing. Just like, I don't know what to do.
But like you said, you know, having this Wellcrew step program. So like we said, looking into your profile, understanding your strengths, but also looking at the skills that you've acquired in your yachting industry and how to use them. Aligning your, like I said, aligning your values, that's really, really key, because when you understand what you truly value in life, like you said, you're going to be more authentic and you're going to take a path that is going to be because of your values in life, and it's going to be more fulfillment. You're going to be happier because you've understood that. So those are the real key elements of the program.
I mean, thinking about it, doing the job on board that I was doing would have given me a false profile of myself, because I was living in structure.
Yes.
I would have thought that I naturally could create structure for myself. And it wasn't until the profile, I'm like, no. Because then that would have been disorientating. Like, why is it such a struggle to create structure? I've just been living in structure. I've had it. Why am I not creating? Because I don't naturally create it.
Yes.
It's not a behavioural thing that I actually naturally create. I flourish in it.
Yes.
But that's probably because it had nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I just kind of went with the flow.
Yeah.
Which is quite in my personality as well. You kind of go with the flow.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think, like I said, it's vitally important, because you would get, if you try to reflect on who you are on yachts, that's not who you are. And you are going to have, you know, I'd like to say, being an optimist, the fantastic opportunity to step off and be whoever you want to be. But that is also very daunting. So that's why the profile, I think, is really good, because at least it gives you some benchmarks.
And the mental wellness element to the package is equally important. You know, you to have that understanding of mental wellness, of the stress that is going to come with transitioning off, and having that support network of basically being the best mental well-being state that you can be to go through with the transition. From the clients that I've worked with, you know, that part has been equally as valuable.
Yeah, and it might stop the yo-yo as well.
Yes.
You know, like, there's a lot of ladies that go off, try something, like, it's not working, because they're not aware of what the job is and what they are. And they're two separate entities most of the time interacting with each other. Mm-hmm. And you're just assuming that one is the same, and it's not. So if you're a lady that's on board right now and you're listening to this podcast, might be in the laundry, make sure you do fit his sheets properly, please. We have worked, me and Kelly are very, very passionate about this. You know, this is the first step in the advice that Yacht Pearls of Wisdom is going to give out. So it is bespoke to ladies that are going to step off. You know, we will have a landing page on our website, so you will be able to start the profiling, book the coaching. But before, I can't honestly stress it enough, don't do what I did and waste thousands of pounds on stuff that I thought that I might like until you've really tapped into who you are on board, and then what the potentials are for you for sure. You know, it would have saved me, I think, probably at least £7,000 to £8,000. Damn it. The savings could have lasted a little bit longer, but I couldn't recommend it enough. You know, it's, I think it's amazing what you're doing.
Thank you, Charisse. And and thank you for giving me the opportunity to bring our passion together and help, you know, inspire these women, empower them, and go the right path for them, and help support that.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it a lot. Like, obviously, yes, it's a questionnaire, and then there's coaching afterwards. But we've also talked about, you know, what YPower is connecting the XGU community. So, you know, we could do workshops where, you know, there's a group of you doing this, you're all kind of thinking about leaving, you know, 5 years, 3 years, maybe a year. And then it gives you people that you can talk to that are at exactly the same point as you.
Completely.
Because that's one of the reasons why we wanted to create Your Pearls of Wisdom, is where do they all go? And you are more likely to fail if you don't have a support network.
Yes.
And obviously, as we discussed earlier, the yachting industry is playing catch up on supporting crew.
Yes.
In general, I can tell you quite categorically there is no support bespoke for ladies that step off.
Yes.
You know, this
yes.
is what we're trying to create now.
Yeah.
So even if that's just making a friend who did a profile at the same time as you,
yes.
so
yeah.
you can call them. They might be in Spain and you're in the UK,
yes.
but at least
yeah.
you're on the same journey. You've got someone to relate to, which means that then you're not on your own.
Yeah, completely. You know, and I've been to your the Pearls of Wisdom events, and I'm a full supporter and fan of the work that you do. And even at these events, you know, I've made friends and connections, and like you say, it's just having that community and meeting people at the same level as you. And so the events where we can get the women together, they can have their profiling done, we can go through the coaching as a collective group, share with each other and form and grow these relationships.
Supercharge, basically.
Exactly.
Like, obviously, one of the biggest conundrums we've had with YPower is, like, how do I get what we do at the events bottle it and help other people understand it? And, you know, this is just another piece in the puzzle, you know.
Yes.
Please, if you're listening to this, check it out. So you might not even be ready to leave right now, but it's not going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to hurt to get a bit more, like you said, an external perspective about what you could be incredible at, what the opportunities could be on the other side for you. Because obviously, we will continue to do episodes. You'll start to hear how amazing the women are that are left and what they've created, and that could be you. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, Callie, you're amazing. I think what we will do another episode when we've actually put a few ladies through the process and
yes.
then have a check-in and see how it's going and see what the results are. You know, I think it would be amazing to come back.
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah.
Exciting times.
Thank you so much, Therese. Thank you for inviting me on this growing podcast.
Thank you.
Really,
thank you for helping. Like I said, this is the beauty of Your Pearls of Wisdom. It, you know, we're all a bunch of ladies. We're all inspiring each other, coming up with different ideas, working together. I feel very blessed to be able to do what I'm doing right now. But if you enjoyed this episode and you want to join us as a community, obviously we have the YPower app. Callie's details for her test will be on our website, so you'll be able to check that out. And then obviously tune in for another YPower episode if you enjoyed this one. Thank you very much for joining us.